That was weak. That was weak.
I'm supposed to say something. I'm going off you.
Oh, I'm supposed to be coming out saying it?
Yeah.
Oh, this your... Yeah. Boy, Sterling Shepherd, Eli Apple, week 17. About to let you guys in on a little bit of rookies. Life of a rookie. Boy, Sterling Shepherd, Eli Apple. It's week 17. About to let you guys in on a little bit of life of the rookies.
With the 40th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, our New York Giants select Sterling Shepherd, receiver out of Oklahoma.
Draft day, getting that call with all my family, it was just like a dream come true. And, you know, when I found out, when I settled down and really found out what situation I was in, I was like, there's no better place to be than at New York. I mean, I had a two-time championship-winning quarterback, and then I got two guys that helped me with Vic and Odell.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
You good?
Yeah.
Good to have you, man.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to get up with you.
All right,
okay. Our relationship has developed just over the course of me being here throughout camp. It's just been helping me out with everything, not just stuff on the field, but off the field as well. Those guys have been have played a big impact in my life so far, and I continue to learn from those guys each and every day. I couldn't have landed in a better situation.
You didn't need it, right? Yeah, you ran by him, right?
What are we talking about?
Ran by him, you don't need it.
Eli and I's relationship has just kind of developed over camp, you know, getting so many reps, just repetition of everything, you know, and that's the main thing with a quarterback. You got to get in sync with them. They got to be able to trust you. So at practice when I first came in, I made sure I caught everything and tried not to make them too mad with with not knowing the plays as well. Because in college, you don't have a lot of time, so they can't teach you so many plays. Here, the plays look like a dictionary, so... I mean, it took me a while, but now that I got the hang of it, I know the plays, like the back of my hand.
Got something for y'all right here. Just wait. Be patient. Be patient.
It's allowed me to play my game, and the game has slowed down a lot for me.
And Shepherd, all alone, touchdown Giants.
I was going through the whole preseason, and I hadn't scored a touchdown. I was like, man, it's going to be real hard to score a touchdown in the NFL. And, you know, my first week, first regular season week against the Cowboys, end up getting in there pretty early in the game.
Manning back. He lobs one right toward the end zone. Shepherd goes up for it, and he makes the catch for the touchdown. Sterling Shepherd took it away from the defender. Manning hooks up with Sterling Shepherd for the first time.
From then, I was just like, I'm going to take off, and it was the best feeling in the world. I actually forgot to even keep my ball. I threw the ball in the air over to the side, and they were like, man, where's your ball? That's your first touchdown. I was like, I have no idea.
So it's fourth and goal at the 3. The Giants are going to go for it. Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Looks left, throws up to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants, Sterling Shepherd.
Gutsy call there by Ben McAdoo. Great route by the rookie.
Good job on that. Told you.
Coach Henry's just an influential guy. Sometimes there's days where he'll just talk to us about life and just be straight up with us. And that's the main thing I look for in a coach, not a guy that's just always about football and that's hard on you. He's not going to do much yelling to you. He's going to tell you straight up what it is, and that's the way I like it.
You gotta take it through it. It's a trust thing. That's what I'm talking about. Being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be. It's a trust thing. He gotta trust you to touch second, come back to first. You had him. You gotta pick on him. You know what I'm saying? You just gave him one.
Everything about being with the Giants program has been a blessing. The people around here are great. My coach is great.
Good job fighting through it or not. You know what I'm saying? You got the ability, but you fought through it. Big time
play. A lot of people think that this game doesn't count, but for us, you know, it's a game to get better and get us some momentum going into the playoffs. You know, the offense hasn't clicked like we wanted it to so far, so we got a long ways to go, and this will help us get there. In college, we made the playoffs my senior year. Got knocked out the first round. But, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the same feeling. So you know that feeling of having to go home. So you want to You want to maximize your opportunity. You never know when you're going to get it again. Take advantage of the times that you get in there. There's guys that have been in the league for 9 years and have never been to the playoffs. You got to seize the opportunity.
Shepherd, corner of the end zone, touchdown. And the Giants find the rookie, Sterling Shepherd.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all riding with me. It's time for me to get to work.
On the bus headed to the stadium. Finna go to work, man. Gotta put in that work. Wham, boy TK. YoungSavages.com, boy, log in. Yeah.
New York Giants football is on the air from FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Happy New Year, everybody. So glad you could join us as we get you set for the Giants and the Redskins.
Hey, we here for one reason only.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a W.
Right now.
Anything else? I don't even want to hear it. Yeah. Hey, we do nothing but make plays. That's what this circle's about. We're playmakers, baby. Uh-huh. Let's go, playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers.
Hey, this the last dress rehearsal we got before the really going.
Yes, sir.
This gotta stay home. We owe this, man. We owe them. They gotta stay home. They think they can win and get in the playoffs. Let's end the season today.
Right now.
End today.
Today.
We're gonna do it together. We're gonna hunt. We're gonna do it together. Everybody all in. Everybody all in.
Yeah.
All right, bring it in. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Cousins on a first and 10. Works over center. Play fake. Drops deep back to throw. Look in middle. He's going to get sacked back at the 3-yard line. Sneaky Snacks. Damon Snacks Harrison gobbles him up.
Yes, sir. I see Snacks.
You know, they wanted you on that wheel route. They ran a switch wheel route, and you were running with the tight end there. So that's good stuff, all right? And that was just Vernon. Hey, play with poise. Know our purpose, all right? Here we go. Keep going three and out. Keep going three and out.
Manning back to throw. Protection's good. He steps up. Throws a fastball left, and the pass is nearly intercepted by Norman, intended for Shepherd. Manning works over center. Drops straight back to throw. Looking now, fires one over the middle and completes it for a first down inside the 20-yard line to Sterling Shepherd. It's a first down Giants as he gets touchdown there, gain of 14. Manning gives it off on the inside, handoff Jennings, touchdown Giants.
Quick count, got him off guard.
And there's a lot of Giants fans here rejoicing with 9:20 to go in the second. The Giants are up 9-0 for Jennings' third rushing touchdown of the season.
That's what
it is.
Down there.
I'm throwing you a
five.
All right.
There you go.
I ain't know who scored.
Yeah. Nice job. Hey, Pat. What'd you hit him with? What'd you hit him with?
1-2. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. My Lord.
Nothing crazy. I saw a single high. I know I had to hit him with something because we might have action.
Bink, bink.
You guys, be alert. Be alert. You're getting tackles. You're getting a lot of fear, right? So do a great job staying square. And then, guards, be alert. Attack on the move. Stay square. Second step.
They're doing a lot of veering, right? A lot of firing and outside. So you got to see that in all of our zones. Make sure we get square. Take it to the edge.
Oh, Eli. I see you blowing.
All these corners. Janoris Jenkins, Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, and now the rookie Eli Apple. You know, we talk about their abilities to cover, and they do an excellent job. This pass defense is really terrific when you're able to cover with those type of guys, but they're also very physical in the run game.
Cousins out of the shotgun set. Giants bring pressure. Cousins gets sacked back at the 20-yard line. Dominic Rogers Cromartie gets the Giants' third sack of the ball game. His first of the season, and the Redskins will have to punt with 1:37 to go in the half.
That's that Big Ten football right there, the way you go. They're like, oh. Hey, you be coming out here, no boy, for real.
You back that deep, coach.
Hey, you
I came up. I didn't know where to play was. He came up over like last second.
That's the stuff they're going to try all day long, is all that deep. That's what we're going to get now.
Well, you be coming up here, no boy, for real.
Hey, you see that deep sound?
Hey, somebody popped out.
I got set.
Ooh.
Y'all keep them up.
Y'all keep it going.
Back in Washington, Giants a 10-0 lead at the half. The Redskins average 411 yards a game offensively. They have 83 yards in the first half tonight. They run a little end around for Sterling Shepard. Shepard out to the 25, he's to the 30, gets a block. Looks left, throws left, he's got Shepard, he's got the first down. Takes the snap, throws the slant left for Shepard, makes the catch, and then he's tackled from behind inside the 25-yard line.
Bro, we got to put this one in the zone. We have to.
Running that ball.
Look at all his face. Look at all his face.
Look at this. Look at this.
You had to slow down to catch the ball instead.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But he had to fit it in there because it was 5 feet.
Through the safe, through the linebacker?
Yeah, the linebacker that kind of got to go right there.
First and 10 at the 23. Remember, the Giant lead is only 10-0. Play fake, Cousins back to throw. Has time, fastball left, intercepted by Dominic Rogers Cromartie at the 5. Did he get his feet in? Yes. The receiver, Harris, slipped coming out of his break, and DRC with the pick.
I'm not just doing it.
No, you just saved me from my mistake, because Rogers was a mistake.
Hey, just to let you know, I did it.
Eli, did you see this guy? Did you see him coming on that last play?
I was coming off right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the job.
So it's first and goal at the 1. Redskins looking for the tying touchdown. Cousins on a long count. Drops back. Throws it left. Touchdown. Redskins. Jordan Reed.
Tight end.
Hell yeah.
Let's go
get it. Let's get it, baby. Where we do work at.
Manning drops back to throw. Looks for a deep ball down the left sideline for Tavares King, who makes the catch inside the 30 and knocked out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Tavares King with only his second catch of the season. Good for 54 yards. To give the Giants the lead in a 10-10 game, wing to hold. Snap is clean, kick on its way, plenty of leg, and it is good.
We have to go win it. Let's go. We have to go win it. Well, we want it anyway, right? We want to play it anyway, right?
Cousins on a first and 10 at the Giant 43. Takes the shotgun snap. He's back to throw. Surveys the field under pressure. Sidearms it over the middle. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers Cromartie. And he's running down the left sideline. DRC with his second pick of the game. Bellies back to the right and then takes the knee at midfield. And the New York Giants are going to beat the Washington Redskins and knock them out of the playoffs.
Defense.
Get it, bro.
I didn't know who it was. Hey, Chris.
Baby,
you're a
bad
man.
Hey.
You're a bad man, boy.
There you go. That's why I dress you the way I do everything.
There you go.
Pro Bowl.
Here you go.
Pro Bowl.
Here you go.
You don't fuck the seat.
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
The New York Giants have defeated the Washington Redskins. They've eliminated the Redskins from the postseason.
Hey, feels good. Told him we was going to get them back. Come in here and get that dub. We did it, baby.
Let's go!
Woo! What a win, what a win, what a win.
Hey, that's exactly what we needed today. A tough, physical win on the road against a hungry football team. All right, hell of a job, hell of a job. Hey, physical football, zero gives, two takeaways, 161 yards rushing. We stopped the run, took the ball away at the end of the game. That's a heck of a job. Physical special teams. All right, special teams got after them. Hers, where you at?
Right here, baby.
Break them down, baby.
All right, boys. Go to playoffs. Let's do this. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants. Let's get out of here. We got a train to catch.
What's up, man? It's your boy. We just got done with a big win out here in Washington. On to the next week. You know, it's going to be a big week for us. Got the playoffs coming up. We got to amp this thing up to another level. You already know. Red. Log in. It's time to log in. Log in, man. For real, though, we got to amp this thing up to another level. Excited for the playoffs.
Hey, man, y'all know what time, man. We've been a wet. What's up, man? Y'all know. Y'all know. C-ball, T-ball.
Wait.
Y'all ready? C-ball.
T-ball.
C-ball.
T-ball.
C-ball.
T-ball.
C-ball.
T-ball.
I like why here wet. What's up? TV's on three. One, two, three.
The mindset going into the Redskins game was just to play physical football. We knew the Redskins, division rival, they beat us at home, so that was on our mind. We wanted to get not really revenge, but we just wanted to make sure that we got that W just on their turf because that's what they did to us.
That's a big time win. You know, they're division rivals, so we had to get them out of here, but on to the playoffs, baby.
You know, you want to get better going into the playoffs and all that. You want to have some momentum, and that was our whole mindset, that was our whole mentality, just getting better every week, and that's something I've been priding myself on. You know, not too many rookies get this opportunity, and you never know if you're gonna have this opportunity again. That's what we want to do in the playoffs, make a run, get hot. When I came in, had that first practice, that first meeting, that's what we talked about, and that's what we've always been talking about all year. So that's been something instilled in us as a team, and it's a goal, a big goal of ours, the only goal, come out that Super Bowl ring.
With the 10th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Eli Apple, defensive back, Ohio State.
Wow. Well, I mean, the headline writes itself, the Big Apple.
Draft day was crazy. You know, there's a lot of mixed emotions. You don't know what's going to go on. You don't know when you're going to get drafted. You just want to have a good time with your family. And I think I did that. I had a feeling I was going to go mid-first round, but you never know. And once the Giants called me, it was just crazy. You know, my family was going crazy and everything, and it was just a little bit of a surprise because they weren't really a team on my radar, like a team I was thinking they were going to draft me or whatever. But you know the history of the Giants. Even I knew it before I was drafted. The Giants organization and the brand of football they always played has always been top notch. You know, that's something I knew about when I was a fan just growing up, and something I was excited to be a part of. And it ended up working out, and I'm glad they did it.
Set it right, set it right.
He's our DBs, man. Right here, you feel me? Right here.
All the way.
All the way.
I think me, DRC, Jackrabbit, Landon Collins, all the guys in the secondary, really, we all developed a nice rapport, and we all have a good feel for each other out there. We communicate so much, always telling each other what we could work on.
Hey, Eli, keeping that for you. Hey, they going to give you that ball later now.
DRC, Jackrabbit, they kind of do a great job just setting an example for me.
What he did was, he came out, so he got right away, so I'm coming to come on him, and he sat that down. Yeah.
And we also joke around a little bit, too. They're great guys to be around in the meetings, off the field, and we have a good time, just all the time.
This one is for Rodgers, picked off, Eli Apple. And they're going to mark him down. But what an interception by number 24. Just took it out of the arms of Eli Rodgers.
The first interception was a good moment, just personally, because week prior to that, I kind of had an interception taken away from me, so it was good to get that. And I'm looking forward to the future of making more picks.
Lions rush four. There goes Rodgers again. Looking to the outside again, throwing, and it is caught. for a touchdown by Geronimo Allison. I mean, you can't stop him if he does that.
The game plan definitely against Green Bay is to stop Aaron Rodgers. That's the main thing. Stop the passing attack. That's what they do. I know their running back is hurt, Eddie Lacy, so they've been featuring a more deep passing game. It's guys like Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson, they've been very productive for the Packers. So our thing is, as a secondary, we want to limit those big plays. And we didn't really do that good of a job the first time we played them, and that's probably one of the reasons why we lost that game. But, we just got to have to pick up our game and make sure we make big plays.
Third and 11, pass is caught and immediately brought down as Kobe Hamilton, and a good play by Eli Apple.
All right, Giants Nation, appreciate y'all tuning in to me and Sterling Shep. See y'all in the playoffs.